And that actually brings up another point, another shocking thing that I think is funny.
What?
And this has nothing to do with anything that we just discussed, but I wanted to say it last show and I didn't get a chance to. When you listen to Big Fatty's show,
yeah,
and he says his name, he says, Big Fatty. Online, as if like he was on television first or in print. Like, oh, now he's online. I always find that like kind of funny and a little shocking.
All right.
Like, he's supposed to be somewhere else. Like, we got the BF magazine along with our O magazine monthly.
Oprah, Big Fatty, Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MS Living. BFM, Big Fatty Magazine.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine? Just be all ham recipes.
It'd be the BFP, the Big Fatty Periodical.
Oh, let's not talk about periods and Big Fatty in the same sentence.
Right.
Right.
Well, we hope you're feeling better, Big Fatty, even though you don't want those wishes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. The daily podcast for 20 minutes every day, Monday through Friday, since the Super Bowl halftime game back in February. And I'd like to remind you, I've only missed 2 days.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 183 of the BFO for Thursday, the 16th of October, 2008. And that means it's National Bosses Day, y'all, and more importantly, it means that it's Thursday, and more importantly, that means it's only one day until Friday! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope you're doing well. It is the Fat One, indeed. And, y'all, I hope you enjoyed the little hoot nanny, the little shenanigans, insert your own favorite word here, that Auntie Vera and I had for our episode 182s. And evidently, 182 was a big hit. Big Fatty got some comments. Kim Beaver, however, is a little worried about everything. She has posted some sort of picture over there at the Kim Beaver Lodge. In fact, I'm going to go over to it right now and just read what she has. I've evidently, you know, made her up very upset. Dr. Faddle and Mrs. Hyde, in Auntie Vera's number 182, we could hear this most discomforting cry from Big Fatty, where he uttered his fear of being unable anymore to distinguish between himself and the very elusive and probable fictional character of Auntie Vera Charles, very much like the strange case of Dr. Faddle and Mrs. Hyde. We have to deal with a severe case of personality disruption. In his sad attempt to get our attention and to express his fears, Big Fatty published this picture of himself and of this, as he thinks, other person that is haunting him. Obviously, to everyone but himself, we can clearly see that it is one and the same person. Just look at those teeth. Probably, it might be the best to get some professional help for Big Fatty, as long as he hasn't lost all grip on reality and as long as there is still hoping. Let us wish him all the very best. Oh, Lord, I can't fucking talk. All the very best and a quick recovery. I hope they have enough extension belts for those straight jackets. How sad. And y'all, and then there's a picture over there of Dr. Faddle and Mrs. Hyde. And anyway, y'all, I want to say thank you to everyone who sent in the comments about episode 182 and the crossovers. And, you know, Tim in Tampa, he just, I believe he shat himself or left something in his seat at work or something. I don't know. But, y'all, I want to cover something that's been on my mind for the past couple of episodes. Archer made the comment 2 episodes ago, and then Michael in Stuttgart made a similar comment that, you know, they were, what is that noise in the background, Big Fatty? And Archer says, Big Fatty, it sounds like you're vacuuming. Well, now, y'all, I am just going to show you what it sounds like when Big Fatty is vacuuming. Okay, I'm going to get up right now. I'm going to turn the microphone so you probably hear that moving. And I'm going to move over here to where I have the vacuum set up. And I am going to vacuum as I podcast right now. And this is what it sounds like when Big Fatty is vacuuming and doing the podcast at the same time. Now, there, I think you will notice that there is a distinct difference between the sounds that you may have heard on previous shows and the sounds that you're hearing now as Big Fatty actually vacuums. Okay, so enough with the... Here, let me turn this back this way now. Okay. Enough with the Daniel Brewer audio Nazi-isms, okay? Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Don't answer. I heard you say don't answer.
What?
Don't even start with me.
We're just kidding.
No,
what's
you
going
aren't.
On?
Hi.
Hey. What's We're up? Just about to start recording.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
What a surprise!
Now, call back about 15 minutes.
I'm not calling in 15 minutes. Can we just go ahead and start right now.
Are we on your show?
Yes!
Oh.
Hi. Hi, America.
This is...
Both of you.
Tina Yeathers.
Hey. I've lost a lot of weight.
And Sarah Palin.
Hi, Dara.
And Angelina Jolie.
Oh, my God.
I'm just looking my skills.
What are y'all doing?
Just working my skills.
We're taking peyote.
Oh, my God. It's a full moon, isn't it?
We're still in wakes for cancer victims.
Oh. Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm good.
What have you been up to?
Oh, about 345.
Wow. You're a
lot loving.
Right.
There's a lot of pushing. I mean, cushion for the
pushing.
Right. And don't you forget it.
How is the weather down there?
It's actually hot down here.
Are you sweating down in your no-no zone?
My no-no zone is really sagging.
Did you finish Biloxi Blues?
I did.
How'd that go?
It was fabulous.
The Matthew Modi or the Matthew Broderick movie?
Yes.
Did you guys how did you guys do the scene with I think it was Susan Sarandon, which.
No, it's Park Overall. It's the prostitute.
In Bull Durham.
The prostitute?
In my head, it's Susan Sarandon.
Bull Durham.
We just had him fuck on stage.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the Bull Durham effect.
We just had him fuck on stage.
You actually are like working on a stage production of...
Yes.
Yes.
Of Biloxi Blues.
Yes.
I listen, yeah. I know.
Well, no, you don't. You said you don't listen.
No, I haven't. No, I mostly do.
Well, I know Patrick doesn't listen.
No, I don't listen. That's not me talking. That's Noah. He does listen.
Oh, I know.
It's moi.
Is that Rob arriving? Rob, yeah, Rob showing up in the ambulance. He only travels in style. Rob is actually at the
court. He only travels horizontal.
Rob's in the production of Caroline Rayer Change down at the Court Theater. We have a guest... host Brad, who's been filling in for Rob while he's away.
Yes, I'm quite aware that Brad's filling in.
You sound a little bit like Tootsie. You sound like Dorothy Michaels from Tootsie.
Now, Brad, do you listen to the BFO?
You know what? I have been, but not recently.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. Okay, I'm so glad I called Joel. Would you like to say something, Noah, other than giggle?
No. You're pretty.
Oh, I'm pretty. Okay, great.
That's good.
Did you tell them I was calling tonight, Noah?
No, it completely slipped my mind.
If it makes you feel any better, he forgot I was coming over. So, and I'm not kidding. He called me. He's like, are you coming over?
I had to kick the door in.
Yeah, so it's, don't take it personally.
Oh, I don't.
I guess I would explain our lack of talking points
today or with
just
him.
In general.
Well, we could talk about rape kits, charging women for them. We could talk about...
Well, you're doing a preview of the debate.
Tonight, one of the talking points tonight, I know, for Barack and John McCain are rape kits. They're also going to talk about the OC or 90210 versus the Gossip Girl. which one has
That's
their attention?
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
That wow. America. Though.
Hard hitting.
And whether or not Barack's more black or more white.
I think more white.
I think
more black.
I think more white. Like our last episode of the PNS Explosion said, black skin.
White wiener.
And the wiener is what makes that's where it hurts. That's where it stinks. That's where it counts.
Ah.
He's like not only like Lisa Bonet, but the whole cast of The Cosby Show.
He is all of them. He's that bitch that never was on it. He was Rudy.
And he can speak Spanish.
He had Tempest Bledsoe hair at one point in his life. He's dyslexic like Thea was.
Oh, remember that?
Remember that episode?
He can make his own shirt like...
Actually, I felt very close to Thea at that point. I was like...
But you're not dyslexic.
You sound
like... I have ADD.
Noah, you sound very muffled. Do you have a cock in your mouth?
What's that?
You sound very muffled. Do you have a cock in your mouth?
I know. I do sound muffled, and I don't know what that's about.
It's that damn fuzzy noise.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that where it was at? Just a little jiggle of the wires around here.
Just a jiggle. Just a little bit. So, who are you endorsing for president?
Marley Matlin.
We're staticky again.
By the way, are you watching Dancing with the Stars?
Truck driver.
Just the snippets that I need to see. Is Cloris Leachman still on?
She is.
Yes.
How are her bunions and corns?
Actually, she was in the bottom two last night. Kind of like where Noah usually is in the bottom two.
No! Don't you dare.
Ew!
No, that's true, though.
Noah's always in the bottom two.
No!
Don't make me get Ed Devon on the line.
And who's the other one in the bottom two?
The one that was sent home, Roscoe. Hello? Bitches! You have hung up on me! You bitches!
Okay, this is too weird. 2 days in a row, I lose fucking control of my own podcast. Y'all, somehow, I was connected to the PNS explosion. And by explosion, I mean gastrointestinal explosion. And, you know, if anyone knows anything about gastrointestinal explosions, it's Big Fatty. And those boys up there in the Chicago area. And, y'all, if you don't listen to the PNS explosion, you don't really need to. It's okay. You don't need to. But anyway, in case you happen to want to listen to the PNS, that, by the way, there is no S anymore. It used to be Patrick for the P, N for Noah.
And Scott.
But he wised up and got the hell out of there. So anyway, y'all, Big Fatty didn't really have a whole lot to say today. He did want to go over to the e-letters, though, and talk a little bit about some things that people had sent me, though. And by the way, y'all, Miss West has totally stolen Big Fatty's... thing. He is now doing a 20-minute show with the ending music, and the only thing he doesn't have is opening sound clips from other shows that mention Miss West, which I'm sure that this will now be the opening of Miss West's next show, this little sound clip right here. Although Archer is now doing the opening sound clips of other shows that mention his show now. So, anyway... I told you about Tim from Tampa who shat himself in his office from the last show, and I told you about Kim Beaver, and y'all, Miss Kathy has sent me some more Pepsi points, but y'all, this is the thing, Eric. up in Seattle, I think it's Eric in Seattle, has sent me a picture of a bacon hamburger patty melt, which is a bacon burger with two bacon-stuffed grilled cheese sandwiches as buns. And y'all, it is a grilled cheese sandwich with bacon on it as the top bun. And then there's a bacon cheeseburger with bacon and meat and cheese. And then another grilled cheese with bacon as the bottom bun. Y'all, it looks fucking fantastic. And y'all, a place called Hamburger Today introduced it, and they call it the Hamburger Fatty Melt. And y'all, I think it's a fabulous idea, the Hamburger Fatty Melt. Oh, and then they've got a double one, which has another grilled bacon grilled cheese sandwich in between two patties of meat and cheese and bacon. Oh, that's fabulous. Do they have a triple also? No, just the double. Triple would be just too much. Oh, and then they did one with grilled onions also for a heavier appetite. But I love it that they named it the Hamburger Fatty Melt. So, Eric, thank you so much for sending that to me. And I told Eric that I thought that that looked delicious. And if it's the same Eric I'm thinking of, that Eric is delicious as well. And, y'all, I want to go back. You know Arthur over there in the New Zealands, he has been all upset about who Gussie is. And Lord Byron has been trying to help him out with that. And Arthur got some information. Now, I just want to read a part of this to you. Although the two phrases "gussied up" and "Dear Gussie" are clearly different, Arthur does wonder if they might have some common heritage, in which case "Dear Gussie" might be a reference to an effeminate imaginary person, like Auntie Vera maybe? But I think the phrases are probably completely separate. In fact, I think, with no proof whatsoever, you know, as Arthur would say, I must add, that Dear Gussie may actually have derived from Dear Jesus. Now, bear with me for a second, he says. We do know that many expletives have been cleaned up to avoid blasphemy, so gosh darn has replaced goddamn, and gadzooks has replaced God's hooks, a reference to the nails of crucifixion, and even heck has replaced hell, though this one is probably more the product of gentler times than avoiding blasphemy. All of which means there's a precedent for this. Dear Gussie, Arthur. In the 18th and 19th centuries, and maybe even now in the South, a common exclamation was Sweet Jesus. I say Sweet Jesus all the time. Used in a similar way to Dear Gussie, though usually implying bigger and even harsher surprise. I bet Jeremiah says Sweet Jesus also. My bet is that some people may have said Dear Jesus, like the other examples, that was changed to Dear Gussie. As I say, I have no evidence of this. I did check Grimm's Law to see if there was any... Oh, Dear Gussie. To see if there was any linguistic backing for the notion, but there isn't. So if I'm right, it means it was a simple cleaning up. Interesting, though, some scholars think that the phrase good grief, which basically is used similar to Dear Gussie, is often thought to have been originally God's grief, so that may be a precedent for taking blasphemy out of a similar phrase. All of which tells you basically nothing and probably more than you cared to hear, but it's kind of fun to speculate, Arthur. Well, Arthur, I think there's no better way to end up this most fucked up train wreck of a BFO, to include vacuuming, I might add, than with your explanation of Dear Gussie. Dear Jesus, y'all, sweet mother of God, honey lump, sugar dump, apple of my eye, cutie pie, and honey lamb of the South, I'll see you tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.